का भाषा समझ में आ जाए तो क्या नहीं समझ रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 वर्स 2 साक्षात श्री प्रेषिता देव दृष्टातम महदर्पितम अदृष्टात पूर्वात्वात् सानोपयाय संहिता साक्षात डायरेक्टली श्री गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून प्रेषिता being requested to go forward before the Lord. Devai, all the demigods, Devai Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva, Drishtva, after seeing, come, him, Lord Narasimha, Mahat, very big, Advaitam, wonderful, Adrushta, never seen, Asruta, never heard of, Purvatva, did being previously, Sa, goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, Na, Raj, Upeyaya, went before the Lord, Sankita, being very much afraid. Translation purpose by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Lord has unlimited forms, bodily features, Advaita, Vachuta, Anadi, Ananta Rupam. These are all situated in Vaikuntha. At Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, being inspired by Lila Shakti, could not appreciate this unprecedented form of God. In this regard, the Madhvacharya recites the following verses. Ramana Purana Adrishtasya Purvatvat Annai Sadharana Jana Narsimham Shankite Vasri Loka Moha Yano Yev Pralade Cheva Vasalya Dasanaya Arevati Yatva Manastada Brahma Praladam ఏకత్రైకశ్యం విశేషాత్ దర్శయేత్తరి అవర్ష్యాపి మోహాయ అవరస్యాపి మోహాయ క్రమే నైవాపి వత్సల. ఇన్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్, ఫర్ ది కామన్ మ్యాన్ ది ఫామ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ నరసింహదేవ్ subtle, unseen and wonderful. But for devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, the fearsome form of the Lord is not at all extraordinary. By the grace of the Lord, devotees can very easily understand how the Lord can appear in any form he likes. Therefore, the devotee is never afraid of such a form. The special favor bestowed upon Prahlad Maharaj, he remained silent and unafraid. Even though all the demigods, including even Lakshmi Devi, were afraid of Lord Narasimhadev, Narayana Parasarve Nakutashyanti. Not only the pure devotee of Narayana like Prahlad Maharaj, unafraid of any dangerous condition of material life, but also if the Lord appears to mitigate the fear of a devotee, the devotee maintains his status of fearlessness in all circumstances. Oh, Vajjana Tiridhan Kasya, Jnananjana Kalaja, నరసింహదేవ్ భగవద్గీత ఆల్సో లార్డ్ రెసిప్రొకేట్స్ అకార్డింగ్ టు వన్స్ ఫీలింగ్. Same Lord, depending on your mentality, depending on your nature, some people, when they look at the form of Jagannath, do not believe. Atheist. So for them, the Lord is just a piece of wood, material. It doesn't take seriously. When devotees, they take the Lord seriously. So if you are an atheist, the Lord also says, I also don't care anything for you. I don't care. But you approach him in a very humble, sincere, devoted way, then he can reciprocate with you. So this is called transcendental nature of God. Lord reciprocates. Then Lord Krishna and Balram, they went to Mathura to the boxing arena, Rangasthal. Boxing arena in the city of Mathura, supervised by Kamsa. It was very unfair. Krishna Balram, they were not trained in anything. They were just kids, small. 8-9 years old, Krishna and Balram. And the cruel Kamsa, shamelessly, unfairly, let's have a boxing match between Shanura and Mustika. Many others that headed by Shanura and Mustika. Whenever there is a sports event, there is a lot of spectators, right? So but nobody is watching your cricket. Then what is the fun? People are playing cricket because there are many cricket fans. People are playing cricket not for entertainment, not for health, but for money. A game is played for money. No matter what are tournaments they go on, international, national tournaments, it has become a commercial activity. That means when they win, they get some remuneration, they get some good amount of money. Well, a national event or an international event, it is watched by literally lakhs of people. So the TV has ratings, and people who directly watch, TV is indirectly watching. Directly means where actually the sports event is taking place in the stadium. Wankhede Stadium. Wankhede Stadium is there? Wankhede Stadium. We are seeing previously cricket. So, Brabhar Stadium. Brabhar. Silasha Kotla. The mystery is called there. There are three stadium and stadium, right? So, people who watch, you know, are what? You know? What is it? All they are staying outside. You don't know. You are not filling your mind with the dirty things. Chepak Street, Chennai. I was a big time cricket fan in my student life. So, anyway, why I'm halting in between? I'm generally in cricket, the remember who is the wicket keeper, who is the captain. That's generally very important people. There used to be Brill cream. It's a moisturizer. And this guy is a wicket keeper. He's publicizing that. Whatever the Gavaskar, the famous wicket keeper, is it? We are latest, we are talking about 20 years ago. So the point is, whenever there is a sports event, it is watched by thousands of people and they charge It's a, you have to buy ticket to watch the live show. Then you get, when you are directly watching, you get a lot of excitement, entertainment. So if nobody buys tickets, then the whole sport event is a flop. The people are crazy. People are crazy. They are paying tickets to watch such events. And we are giving them divine knowledge that can make them gentlemen, that can make them very joyful. And without any ticket, we are giving Bhagavad Gita knowledge and we are training. When you go and try to take training, you are take training in computers. Every month you have to pay 1500, 3000 rupees. Every month. But here, where suppose you take a computer course, you have to pay 3000 rupees a month. You take training in Delhi, this and that. They charge you. Here, some knowledge and some training which can make you a very great person and which can make you completely happy in life and given for free, nobody comes. If something will make you great, if something will make you completely happy, you should be willing to pay anything. That's the people who understand you well. Tanumana Jivana Gurupada Arpana Sadasri Harinama Rapana. If you really understand what treasure you have got from Prabhupada, you dedicate your life to Prabhupada. This is not some sacrifice. Then after understanding Bhagavad Gita, we are supposed to serve. Suppose you understand Bhagavad Gita, I must serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. How you will serve? From Bhagavad Gita you understand, I have to serve Krishna. So what will you do? You have to go to a person who has many plans how to serve Krishna. So that he can also engage you. Alright? Come. I have many projects, I have many plans, many activities, thank you. Join. Youth preaching. Join youth preaching. Special. Prabhupada put youth preaching as the most important activity. Okay, the future of ISKCON is in the hands of young people like you who are going to take the movement forward. No, they are all going to be done. And it is your youth, it is your energy and enthusiasm that will push on this great mission. This is a mission to serve humanity. Not that because I have joined this con, I must say this. It is the mission to save humanity. No. Because this mission serves the humanity, I have joined it. First to save myself. First to serve myself. And then practically demonstrate. No theory in this con. In this con, everything is by practice. Depend on Krishna, that you really practice it. Alright. No bank account, no own house, no job, no relatives. That is a demonstration. See, we are dependent on Krishna. I have no relatives, I am not dependent on my relatives, I have no job. have no bank balance, I have no property, and I'm going on with life. That means you are saying Krishna is a very grateful person. Don't think you are doing business in the name of Krishna. Don't think we are trying to fool people. Talk this, talk that, and can you help us? Like Prabhupada always told, if you are giving money to Krishna's mission, not that Krishna's mission is, you are a thief. That's why you are suffering in this world. Now I am helping you, engaging you. Don't remain a thief. Give back to the owner, Krishna. That's why whenever people serve the spiritual master, whenever people serve Krishna, they are grateful. Many people are like, Maharaj, I thank you for giving me some service. Maharaj, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to donate money. Maharaj, I thank you that you are engaging the money in Krishna service. See? That means you have understood. The money belongs to Krishna, but I am thinking it is my money. That is the reason for your anxiety. That is the reason for your misery. That is the reason for your rebirth. Rebirth. You leave this world thinking that anything is yours. You cannot get out. You are in some hook. You are hooked. When you leave this world, what it means to be completely Krishna conscious. A Krishna conscious person is very clear. Nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs to Krishna. It looks impractical. How is that I can give up everything? That's why Rupa Goswami says, Prapanchakataya Abuddhaya Harisam Mandavasana Mumukshivi Parityago Falru Vairagya Katyate Anasaktan Vishyan Yadara Mupayindita Nirbandha Krishna Sambandha Yukta Vairagya Muchyate. Very powerful sloka. Where it says, Prapanchakataya Buddhaya. There are bogus sadhus. There are bogus sadhus who think, oh, this is all Maya. And they want to go away to forest. They want to go away to caves. Because they are afraid of Maya. If I stay in the society, I will be attracted to a woman. If I stay in the society, I may develop attachment for money. And because of the attachment and attraction, I am stuck in this world. Renunciation. So they go away. So today morning only, in the last chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is clarified. It's very difficult to recognize who is a renounced man. So when I'm sitting like this in a big building, with all nice facilities, you think, how is this renunciation? How this Maharaj is renounced? He has more things than us. Our house is very small. The Maharaj is so big. And in our bank account, Pushkar said, 30,000. Kya SMS bhejo aapne? 38,000. Pushkar said. And Maharaj ke paas lakhon rupiya. What is this renunciation? Very difficult to understand. So when if you want to understand a renounced person, you see how he is spending the money. Simple. You see how he is spending his time. That's why he said, Prapanchakataya Buddhaya Hari Sambandha Vasana. That is foolish people, they don't know Hari. The very question of renunciation. If you are not attracted to Hari, you are to be attracted to something in life. Nowhere. Because we are not God that we can remain detached. Not possible. You cannot remain detached. Either you have to be attracted to Krishna or you have to be attracted to Maya. No option. Because you are a very small man. You will be attracted to Krishna or Krishna's energy. Krishna or Krishna's energy. Krishna's energy is called Maya. It says, Prapanchakataya Buddhaya Harisamangavasana. The first thing in life is become Krishna conscious. Don't worry, you are not seeing Krishna. Don't worry, this Krishna is not moving. He looks like a wooden doll. But don't think like that. You don't see God. You don't think this is God. He is saying, Harisamandavasana. Harisamandavasana means common sense. Everything is created. I have not created anything. You only transform things. Right? You only transform. The rice is there, I make it. I make dry rice into annam. So what you have done? Labor. Water you have not created. Rice you have not created. Fire you have not created. And this body you have not created. Intelligence or to coordinate is not your intelligence. But you are only doing some labor. Worker. Headless. That's what you have done, labor. Headless. So, Krishna is the creator. Why we do so much respect to Guru? Sakshat Daritrena Samasya Shastra Yukta Sadabhaya Yateva Sattva. You treat Guru like God. Why? Because otherwise, how do I know Krishna is God? Someone has to tell you that Krishna is God. How else you come to know Krishna is God? Guru will tell you, not just theory, it's called philosophy of God, science of God. Not, oh yeah, you believe in Krishna, I believe in Shiva. You believe in Shiva, I believe in Enkaisa. Not this. Come on. What is the philosophy? What is the philosophy of Enkaisa? Let's start. What is the history? Then, the story about Kodai from the Brahma Samhita. The beginning of the purport. Anadi Machyuta Ananta Advaita Machyuta Manadi Mananta Rupo Purana Purusham Navayava Nancha Vedeshi Dullava Madullava Matta Gatto Govindam Adi Purushottam. Very good thing. If you really understand Krishna, really, it's called tattva. Immediately you are free from all anxieties. Because you put your life in the hands of Krishna. You put your life in the hands of the representative of Krishna. You put your life in Srila Prabhupada's mission. Sometimes in Kali Yuga, representatives may fall away. You know, the brain is may fall down sometimes. For many reasons. Because if you are not steadfast in holding Krishna, you may slip away. If you are not good in your sadhana, you may slip away. If you commit offenses, you may slip away. And if you are attached to some things, that means these things will protect you more than Krishna can. Follow. You follow it. But Krishna doesn't like that. Krishna doesn't like to be as a second master. So I believe in Krishna also. I believe in Krishna's identity. First, you check it out. Whether that guy can protect you. If that guy can protect you, check it out. Krishna is very jealous lover. Jealous, and he doesn't want you to love anybody else. Only Krishna. That's Krishna. Because if Krishna is omnipotent, why should you, whatever else you are believing, that is also the creation of Krishna. So once you come to Krishna, that is the proof of a person, that is the proof of a person who has understood the tattva. Anyone who really understands Krishna, he cannot worship anything other than him. Nobody told me. I am from Andhra Pradesh. And our Ilavelpu, our family deity is Balaji. Kuladayam. Kuladayam Balaji. And I read Prabhupada books. And Prabhupada books came at the right time. And they are completely in it. Which way to go, what to do, what do I want? What do I want? Because in America, a lot of attractions are there, a lot of opportunities are there. But something is holding you. Then what do you want? I want to jump in there. What else I have to do? There, Prabhupada books. You read Prabhupada books. Immediately. My God. God can do everything for you. Can anybody do everything for you? No. I don't know. Anything can happen. I trust. Tomorrow she may die. I think you will make me happy. Maybe I may have to end up serving you. Yeah, that's why I thought this is a good friend to be helping me. But suddenly if I get into trouble, in the reverse, I have to start helping you. But Krishna is infallible. Krishna is Achyuta. So the point here is, why do we like God, why do we bow down to Vaishnavas, not only Guru? Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. You cannot minimize the importance of anyone. If you think, oh, Krishna, Krishna, and you don't care for Vaishnavas, or Guru, 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 you don't care for Vaishnavas, your spiritual life will not go smooth. Because Krishna cannot be separated from Vaishnavas. Devotees are part and parcel of Krishna. You cannot mistreat a devotee and please Krishna at the same time. Impossible. So in the beginning, because we don't trust people, because in the beginning we are so crude, we are so flat in our mind. Our mind is not sensitive. No. Only God. But Vaishnavas, we don't. Because we think that we are envious, we are jealous, because we are lazy. We think everybody is like that. So, we don't take Vaishnavas seriously. But when you become a good Vaishnava, immediately you know how great it is if someone is chanting Hare Krishna. How great it is if someone is doing some kind of service. Pujari Srinivas is reminding me, or else you are getting into actually. I'll stop. At one time, I was looking for an Indian guru, you know. Somehow, I told you, gurus are of different styles. All are pure. All are devoted. All are completely dedicated to Prabhupada. But you have a body. You have a body. You have a nature. So naturally, vibrations, frequencies, natures match so that you are very enthusiastic, so that you are dedicated. So, I was thinking, I have an Indian body, I like sadhus to see it in a particular way, because I was completely attracted to Prabhupada. So I asked Giriraj Maharaj, can I have Prabhupada as my guru? Then he gave me his flight to the class, the Bhagavatam class. I came back from US, I was in Bombay, attending Mangalarti very strictly. Maharaj was watching me. But this guy is 2 years in the temple, no diksha nothing, but all of you. No diksha nothing. So, everybody is taking diksha in 1 year, 2 years, they are taking diksha. Yes. I'm trying to find someone who is like Prabhupada. There is nobody like Prabhupada. I'm trying to find someone like Krishna. Can you find anybody like Krishna? Pardon? So Prabhupada said, he is 100% and everybody is taking something, something, something. Jai Padaka Maharaj, some qualities of Prabhupada. Radhana said, some qualities of Prabhupada. Radhana said, Prabhupada, all the qualities. Is what you can say. He's not from this world. Prabhupada is from spiritual world. So you cannot find anyone like him. Not possible. So but somehow you are reading Prabhupada seriously. And in your heart, Prabhupada is serious. So you are finding everybody less. Okay. So now, one day I was caught by Giriraj Maharaj. The Krishna made me ask this question. For everybody in the Bhagavatam, Bombay, class, 150 devotees. Then I asked, can I accept Prabhupada as my guru? Why not? He said, why not? Why not? Then he said, Prabhupada, what are you to accept from Guru and disciple success? If you are really follower of Prabhupada, you should accept it. I did not find anyone like that. That's all right. But you admit, you accept the principle. One day, then you find, you have to surrender. Yes, Maharaj. If you accept Prabhupada, you have to accept some guru in the disciple section and don't make it a formality and don't make it a farce and don't make it just an issue. If you are taking diksha, if you are surrendering, and you do it properly. You do it properly, that means you give your tanamana jivana guru parihara. Then you see the list of spiritual life. Not over there. This is for me, this is for my Guru Maharaj, this is for me, this is for Krishna. Then what? Krishna is your partner or what? To share with him. And Guru is your partner or what? No. You are a servant of Guru. That means the Bhagavatam says, the scripture says, go around. Back in the whole city. No, I work with so much. So let me keep this and remind me I'm going to the guru. No, what the Bhagavatam said, go around, beg everything. Whatever disciples come, whatever money comes, whatever opportunities come, go and do it. Guru Maharaj and an adult were preaching. People came with it. And then Guru Maharaj, sometimes, generally the Guru doesn't forget. Sometimes the Guru may forget to call you for prasadam. Indra's best. I will just time, you just go. You don't have any permission from Guru Maharaj. Can I go and take prasad? Systems are changing anyway. 9:30, bell goes, kitchen bell goes, everybody goes to prasad. But previously in Gurukul, they all do their sadhana, they all do their work, and then they come back, they give it to the Guru. And Guru, we have not so many disciples in those days. Venugopal, please go and take prasadam. Ganesh, please go and take prasadam. Otherwise, Guru Maharaj told me to be in the temple room for service. But I have to stay here. That's what Govinda Prabhu. Govinda Prabhu, the personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to render service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Generally, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes prasad, he takes me to rest. That time he dances so much. Or in pastime, it's not that he dances so much. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you become tired. But for you, it is tired, but really, the Lord is nothing like tired. All Leela. Then our Lord says, I'm tired. Like, I will also go to sleep. No. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he lied down. He lied down in an odd way. He lied down across the door. And this Govinda, when Chaitanya lies down, he has to do massage. Massage. Mardana. Ullu Mardana. So he came in, and Mahaprabhu was lying across the door like this. And can you cross over the body of God? Very offensive. Govinda, being a sincere servant, he don't know I am supposed to comfort Mahaprabhu. He has taken care, he has done so much dancing. I must relax and give him massage. And then, alright, I am committing an offense by crossing over the body of the Lord. I put up for his service, I don't want to miss my service. So he crosses the body and went inside and then massage. And then he completed, he generally massages for 2 hours and then he goes for the service. But because now you have to cross and go in place of prasad. This time, now if I cross the body, I am going for my sense gratification, which I should not do. For Lord's service, he did. But for his going for prasad, he did not. So he was just sitting, because he was supposed to take prasad at 2 o'clock. It was 5 o'clock. Chaitanya was better. Govinda, what are you doing? 5 o'clock. Did you take your lunch? No? Why? We had to cross your body, Mahaprabhu. How can I cross your body? Then how did you come inside? I crossed your body. Then? Well, when you came in, that was not offense. When you had to go with the people of offense. Because you are very intelligent to go to go inside. For your service, I can go to hell. For my sense gratification. Okay. That means, through the mouth of Govinda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making him say that you have no independence. Simply, spiritual life means, last look, I will stop it. Spiritual life means, he said, Kulasekhar Alwar, he said, Tat Vrithya Vrithya. Paricharaka vritya vritya, vrityasya vritya. That is simply, you want to be an insignificant servant of the Lord. Simply, without any recognition, without any remuneration, without any conditions, you just want to serve. That is called pure devotion service. Then you know how to control your senses. Then you know why the scriptures are saying the devotional service is so blissful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.